This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A different human is with us now. Married Jamie Ukis is with us on the John Schuster. Different human. You're not even the same human.
I'm a totally
human.
Different? Really?
Yeah. Your DNA has been totally rearranged. That's what I'm going with. Jamie's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Fantastic news. Okay. In Australia, did everything work out precisely what you wanted, or is it a typical wedding where there's a bit of a curveball, and what was that curveball?
No, it was perfect. I mean, the only curveball was that it got very hot for a few hours on our wedding day, and somehow I've come back with no voice. So
yeah,
I guess those are the two curveballs. So I apologize, but here I am.
How, I feel like this is a game show I'm playing here. How hot was it?
Well, in Celsius, it was 40, which means it was around, it was upper 90s, close to 100 degrees for a couple hours. And it was humid as well. So it was hot and humid. But otherwise, everything else was perfection. Like, I honestly, our vendors knocked it out of the park. I loved my flowers. I loved my, you know, the DJ and the officiant. We just, and the backdrop was beautiful. I mean, we had a great day. It's great.
I saw the photos. You looked fantastic. So did Doug. Did you get nervous on the day of the wedding? Or were you just calm, content, knowing that this is the right person for you?
So my two closest girlfriends, Alyssa and Asha, came over to get their hair done from my longtime girlfriend, Katie, who is a hairdresser in New York and had come to the wedding as both a guest and doing some hair, including my own. And it was hilarious because both Asha and Alyssa kept going, you're okay. And I'm like, yeah, I'm great. Everything's good. They're like, you're totally calm. I'm like, yeah, I'm great. I'm like super excited. I felt like a little kid at Christmas, you know, like the night before, like Christmas Eve, you know, like that kind of excitement and maybe anxiety, I guess, but like the excitement anxiety.
That's perfect, right? You know, that, because I remember when I was married, a lot of people were reminding me, enjoy it, because you're caught up.
It goes
in all
so
the planning.
Fast. Yes.
You know, that you have to step away from, I need to do this, I need to do that, and just enjoy it, because the day is about you and your partner, in this case, you and Doug. How was Doug when all this was going on?
He was great. We actually, the funny thing is, I do have one funny story from the day. So Doug, my now stepson, and I decide to, there's like a really beautiful little swimming spot that they've curated in downtown Sydney in the harbor. And you can see the harbor bridge. It's beautiful. And we get up that morning, and it's a beautiful day. It's going to be hot in the afternoon, but it's gorgeous. And Doug says, you want to go down? And, like, should we take him down to the swimming hole? And I said, yeah, let's go do that all together before everything gets started. And we go down. and we swim, and the guys are jumping off the little rock wall and stuff, having a great old time. We're all laughing, fun. And I go, you know, I should probably get back because the girls are going to start arriving for stuff. And Doug said, okay, well, you know, we'll see you back there. We're going to stay a little bit longer, no problem. I go to put my flip-flop on, somehow slip and jam my toe into a giant rock.
Ow.
Completely break off the toenail, break my toe. I've broken the toe before because my second toe is bigger than my big toe, longer. And so I totally, the guys see me do it. They like yell and run over. And I'm like, you know what? Like, what am I going to do? So I got back. My girlfriend's like taped it up, you know, did that. Like my one girlfriend just sent me the video of the whole thing. And, you know, I got back, cleaned it up, taped it up. And luckily I'd thrown in one pair of closed-toed heels that I didn't plan to wear for my wedding, but the photographer ended up loving them because they were lime green, which Doug's last name, and now my soon-to-be last name, once the paperwork's done, is Green. So it was like, you know what? Maybe this was fitting. All was fine. I danced. My girlfriend's got me slippers. I was dancing all night in slippers, so it's a good time.
Are you going to stay with Jamie Yuccas publicly? Will you change?
Publicly, I will.
Okay.
No, we've had that discussion. I think when you build your career this long, you know, you're kind of known one way. It's hard to change it over professionally. But
yeah, for sure. Jamie Yuccas is here. It's 1:45 on CCO. Okay, so this is in Australia. Tell people about the honeymoon and how that played out.
Oh, my gosh. We went to Fiji, which I had no idea what to expect. To be perfectly honest, you know, Doug did a lot of the wedding planning, and he did all of the honeymoon planning. I did not participate because I would have to – the funny thing is with the time change, I would have a call with a vendor and then usually have to, like, hand it off to him because of I'd have to go to bed because I, you know, have to get up for work so early. So he finalized all the details and then finalized the honeymoon. It was fantastic. We went, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know, you know, what it was going to be like. The Fijian people are so incredibly kind, so warm. But we went to this little island. It was an adults-only island resort, and it was only a half mile long. And we got out there, and when we showed up, the power was out. And I was like, oh, no, the power's out. And they're like, oh, yes, ma'am. That's going to happen, you know, each day for about an hour because you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, right. I mean, like, it was so secluded, but it was amazing. Like, we only had Wi-Fi in the, you know, pool area and the restaurant. And then we didn't have any TV, which was fantastic for me. I got to take a huge break from the news cycle a little bit. And then, you know, we went snorkeling every day, just, you know, ate all the seafood. So I'd see the fish in the morning. I'd eat the fish at night. but no, just really, really beautiful place. And the one thing I will say, so, you know, they have a couple islands that have these adult only resorts. But what we were really impressed by and think we'll go back with my stepson is that the main resorts on the main island are extremely kid friendly. So if anyone is ever planning a trip to Australia with their family, you could totally stop in Fiji and have a few days because they've got activities constant for the kids. The kids all have like a babysitter assigned to them. So parents we talked to said, oh my God, we've loved traveling here with our children because it's just, they've really taken care of us. So we ended up going back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How did your stepson get back to L.A.?
So I have my cousin who lives here in Los Angeles who nannies for him off and on. And she flew back with him to Los Angeles. And then mom was able to pick him up. So, everybody was happy.
Okay. Does it feel like back to normal yet? Or does it still feel like this is just amazing what is all taking place?
I think it's like hard for me. Like I just had a phone call with a girlfriend and I think it's hard for me to comprehend. Like when I go back and I kind of like look through my pictures and my Instagram feed, it's like, oh my goodness, we landed in Sydney. I immediately went with girlfriends and my mom to Bondi Beach. Something I had always wanted to show my mom. Got to do that day one. Day two, there was like, I think 12 of us that ended up going to the Taylor Swift concert, which was like mind-boggling.
That's great.
I mean, and then we had like a family day. Like my mom hosted a beautiful lunch on Tuesday. Then it was like Wednesday. We had this little welcome reception. Thursday was the wedding. Friday, we went with my stepson, a couple friends, and did the Harbor Bridge climb. So I look back and I'm like, how was that just 2 weeks ago? Like, yeah. And how did we do like a year's worth of activity in like 5 days? It's like, it's mind boggling.
That's fantastic. All right. Rest your voice.
Thank
you. Enjoy it.
Yeah, Jamie, are you concerned that like your voice being taken in some sort of Little Mermaid style, like just your voice?
Of course you would go there, of course.
Very concerned. No, is this a sign?
This is a celebration,
Jason,
and then you come in.
I'm just concerned.
You come in a very evil way, honestly.
I know.
I didn't take
it. He takes this beautiful thing and turns it upside down. Now, Jason, you used to anchor with me. Remember when I'd go on vacation?
Yes. There was always a bit of a ramping back up.
What if this is your voice going forward, though?
I like it. It's very, like, sexy smoker voice, you know?
Is that it?
I will call out my current co-anchor, Rutabay Shabazi, was adorable today, and she's like, I love when my voice is like this because I sound so sexy. You sound great.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. I think your co-anchor in L.A., though, like, her voice could sound like anything. She is a bit of a knockout, you know?
Yeah, she's kind of a babe.
Correct.
That's true.
Yeah. You are, too. You are, too.
Mike's your co-anchor now. Is that hit home at all, Jason?
Okay. All right. Goodbye.
See? Oh, he can dish it, but he can't take it, can he?
Yeah, no, he's running. He's running.
He's running away.
He's going to go cry in the corner, as usual. That's what I do.
All right. See you, Jamie.
Bye, guys.
More of Jason in about an hour with us, and then he'll take you home. I want to tell you about Pella. And this isn't just I'm talking about Pella. Good luck to all of you. I have a great Pella project, which is going to take place very soon at my house. And it all started this way. The same way it can start for you, with a free, no obligation, in-home consultation to review your house to tell you, okay, you might have an idea about this window, that door. They'll go through all of them and design a custom plan just for you. Why Pella? Well, they're just the best. Number one by homeowners in innovation, craftsmanship, and highest quality. That's it. You want to track them down, by the way, it's PellaNorthland.com. I'm in a house approaching 25 years of age where I need to update a few windows and doors, and that's what they're going to do. Why is this the best time for you to go to PellaNorthland.com? Because in March, and by the way, it's free to have them out of your place, or you could go to a showroom in Woodbury or Plymouth, but in March, if you secure the deal, no interest, if paid in full within 12 months, that's plenty of time, and I'm not done, $250 off per window and $500 off per door. Don't wait. PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.